Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, March 13th, 2022, and you are living through the most significant times in human history. And there's so many different levels to it. There's so many different angles and aspects to it. As I'm getting the news sorted out here on my desk, getting ready for this Sunday transmission, I'm just reminded of all the different angles that we have right now trying to stave off this globalist tyranny, this one world government that wants a social credit score based off of the system in China, at the end of free speech, the end of the right to protect yourself, pretty much just the end of any individual sovereignty at all, any nation state, any right to decide and determine your own destiny. And it gets so bad where here in Texas today, in fact, I just got back about 15 minutes ago. We're out there for about 2 hours, I'd say. And we've got some of the B-roll that we're going to roll for you. The crew is uploading some of the HD video right now to band.video. But I'm out in Austin, Texas, where there is a pro-trans kids rally, which I don't call it trans kids. There's no such thing as trans kids until these pedophiles get their hands on them. Then there's trans kids. There's no such thing as a trans kid in nature. Doesn't exist. Never has. The only way a trans kid even exists is if a pedophile gets their hands on them and mutilates their genitalia. And so we've just got unbelievable footage. It's the same crap you expect from these nut jobs. But it just is wilder and wilder every time. It's just, you can't believe this is reality. How do I go to downtown Austin, Texas, and walk into a mob of pedophiles? By the way, that's literally the pedophile flag right there. And so that's what I'm saying. People tune in and they may think, yeah, you know, InfoWars is kind of extreme. No, the world is extreme. When I go to downtown Austin, Texas, and I've got people waving pedophile flags in my face, talking about how they want to mutilate children's genitalia, and they think they're the good guy. Folks, that is a pro-pedophile flag. That is they call it a minor attracted person flag, is what it is. So you've got the tranny flag, you've got the gay flag, you've got the pedophile flag. And they all have these new flags they fly. And it's all to create this new tribalism of sexual perversion that they then virtue signal and say, oh, this is for the kids. No, you're sexual perverts. Fine. You want to be a sexual pervert and do your little activity behind closed doors? Or they don't even do it behind closed doors anymore. I'm not even exaggerating. And this has a lot to do with the fact South by South Gay is in town. South by Southwest is South by South Gay now. And I'm not even kidding you. I go out to breakfast this morning. Popular diner here in Austin. I love going to. Good food. But see, the more and more, it's the same thing with everything else. The more and more woke it gets, the more and more the leftists run the place and are just jerks and start doing bad service, it's like, I don't even want to go back. It's like, you know what? You got a great diner here. You got great food. I'm getting harassed by damn liberals. I just want to have breakfast. I'm not even kidding you. A man shows up. Look, it's probably not the worst thing ever. Personally, I'll never wear open-toed shoes to a restaurant. I just don't like showing my feet when people are trying to eat meals. I just think that's a little uncouth. But, okay, it's not the worst thing ever. This man shows up dressed as a woman and walks into a breakfast diner with his ass out. I'm not exaggerating. Literal bare ass at at a diner in public, just showing off the ass, and you're just supposed to say, oh, that's a tranny. Oh, that's a drag queen. I'm not going to say anything. Like, hey, why don't you get your bare ass off of the seat, please? I'm trying to eat breakfast.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to this live Sunday, March 13th edition of the Alex Jones Show. It's an honor to be with you this evening, and I am I'm pumping right now. I've got the adrenaline pumping. I am high as a kite right now. No, I don't need any sort of stimulants or drugs. I am fighting for freedom and truth in this country, and I just got done dealing with a bunch of pro pedophile freaks at the governor's mansion here in Austin. And it's so crazy because I got to be honest, it's not that I'm numb to this, because if I was numb to it, I wouldn't care. But these freaks have become such a normal part of our culture or what I deal with as a journalist that I don't even have the proper response to it, because it really is kind of a fight or flight thing. Like, you either want to get the hell away from these deviants or you want to fight them. And I'm not talking about physically, though I was assaulted multiple times today. And, you know, that's pretty typical stuff. And they get away with it right in front of police. I'm not going to complain. Fine. Whatever. I have to get assaulted as a journalist in the year 2022 and 21 and 20 and 19 and 18 and 17 and 16. So, I mean, it's just 7 years of me getting assaulted as a journalist, and I've only been able to get one person arrested. Dozens of assaults on camera, spat on, punched, death threatened dozens of times, and I've only managed to get one of them arrested, and that was a sexual assault when the woman came and grabbed my genitalia in public. So I've got one out of about 100 assaults. So I was assaulted another dozen times today. But that's fine. You know what? I accept that. But see, it's almost disgusting that it's such a normal thing to me that I'm not honestly, like, on air crying, weeping that this is my society. Because really, I should be. I should be heartbroken. We should be devastated that this is going on. Not for me. Not because I'm a grown man and somebody wants to try to punch me and run away or spit on me or whatever. That's fine. I'm a grown man. I mean, you know, you want to try to fight me, that's another thing. No, I'm talking about for the children. I'm talking about for the children that these deviants want the world to be them to grow up in. And it's just, it's so demonic, it's so perverted, it's so evil, that I just go out there. Folks, I didn't go out with a bullhorn. Yeah, okay, I'm Owen Schroyer from InfoWars, so it's like, oh, okay, he's the bad guy, he's gonna get mobbed. But I walk up doing a live stream, not even trying to provoke, just wanting to go film what they're talking about, what they're doing. And a crowd of these deviants forms around me, starts moshing around me, bumping into me, rubbing their armpits in my face, doing little subtle jabs and elbows in the midst of the crowd, punching me. Why? Because I'm willing to call them out for what they are, and that's pedophiles. I'm done playing games. So you know what? Maybe it's fine that I'm not going to cry because these sexual perverts want to destroy the future for the children and want to destroy the children's lives before they even hit puberty. So maybe that's a good thing that I don't weep for that, and instead I get into a fight response intellectually, politically with these people. So what did I do? So all I did was I asked, what's a trans kid? This is a pro-trans kid rally. What is a trans kid? They don't respond. Because there is no such thing as a trans kid. There is no such thing as a trans kid. Oh, yeah, and they have all the brainwashed minions out there protesting for Ukraine at the Capitol every day. They're geopolitical experts. They love Ukraine and Zelensky so much. They have no idea where it is on a map or any of the history there. So they just go out there like, oh, they love Ukraine, Russia so bad. They don't have a clue. But I guess it's all the same. So I guess it actually makes sense that you have the pro-Ukraine rally, and then catty corner you have the pro-pedophile rally. Because it's all the same. That's not an attack on the Ukrainian people. Putin doesn't want Ukraine to have troglodytes and cretins like these sexually perverted freaks in Russia and in Ukraine. He doesn't want this crap in his backyard. Say whatever you want about Vladimir Putin. Bad guy, oligarchs, all the crap. Fine. You know what, though? Putin doesn't want trans kids in Ukraine. Which is what the EU will bring, which is what the West will bring, and Putin says no. You know what happens to pedophiles in Russia? They get disappeared to Siberia, one of the worst parts of this planet. Cold, isolated, desolate. You get forgotten about in Siberia. That's where they send pedophiles. Here they get invited to the governor's mansion to do speeches about trans kids. So I guess it actually culturally makes sense to have all the brainwashed minions for Ukraine protesting and then catty corner having the pedophiles protesting because it's all one and the same. They don't even realize it. They don't know it, but they're attached at the hip. So it's, look, the crew is just going through my footage right now, which is just the point of view of me. I'm just holding a camera walking through these masses. But we've got other HD footage coming. Rob was out there filming HD. Another great member of the staff was out there shooting HD. There were other journalists out there shooting HD. But all you have to do, because see, it's rare that I get to go do this anymore because of just threats against me, security restrictions, traveling restrictions, just all kinds of restrictions, obviously, that you know you're probably well aware of. So it's rare that I get to go do this, which is, you know, kind of the genre that I created of online content, just going out into the masses of these brainwashed fools and just asking them questions and getting them on camera. Now it's a whole genre of content on the internet, so it's not so bad that I can't really do it anymore because others are doing it. But boy, oh boy, when they get their chance to get at Owen Schroyer, they lick their chops. And they all, and they've got these 300-pound women, like they say woolly mammoths are extinct. I beg to differ after what I saw today. And they get these 300-pound women that are, like, bigger than NFL linebackers, and they don't shave their armpits. And they come up to you with their arms in the air, and they rub their hairy armpits in your face. Pro-trans kids. What is a trans kid? There's no such thing as a trans kid until one of these pedophiles gets their hands on them and turns them into one. And you can just tell who they are. I mean, look at that demon. Oh, my gosh. Guys, pause it right there. Hold on. I know who that is. No. See that one right there. Yep. Yes, it is. This is an individual right here. I've run into this individual. That must be a full trans person now. That was a man 2 years ago. That person right there was a man 2 years ago with a beard and was licking my microphone during a live report at a pro-abortion rally. You see how these freaks operate? They're always there. They're always changing their appearance and changing their scent and changing their hair color. Because it's all about being demonic. It's all about being deviant. It's all about being perverted. It's all a big game to them. And so if they can get the children, then, oh, yeah, they like that. Yeah, if they can get the children to play their demonic games, if they can get the children to play their pedophile games, if they can get the children to play their perverted games, yeah, that's like the total victory to destroy the innocence. But see, there actually is a more psychological aspect of this for some of them. Some of these grown adults are still children intellectually. They've never matured. I mean, physically they've matured, but intellectually they're still children. That's why they're attracted to children, folks. Because they're children. They've never matured to an adult, so they're still attracted to children. That's why they want to play with their genitalia and chop it off.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We found the two images. We let the audience be the judge here. The crew is deliberating. I'm convinced it's the same person. There's the individual from a pro-abortion rally, I think it was 2 years ago, that licked my microphone and was doing all kinds of demented behavior on camera. And then now here's that individual today. And so you be the judge. I think it's the same person. The only difference is that today's version of this individual is showered and clean-shaven. Because let me tell you, when I ran into this creature a couple years ago at the Capitol, there was no way there had been a shower or any sort of hygiene process in 2 weeks. Let's just say there was a odious scent that perpetuated throughout any space that person occupied. But this individual is a clean-shaven female version of the deviant that I ran into a few years back at the Capitol. That's the same person. I mean, let's be clear. And that's just one screenshot. So you see, it's all about deception with these people. It's all about games with these people. They're demons, man. They're little gremlins that run around, and their whole purpose in life is to just destroy the world. That's what gets them off. Deception, destruction, that's their game. Pro-trans kids, you're a damn pedophile, man. I'm not playing these games. I'm not playing your little word game. Pro-trans. There is no such thing as a trans kid until you perverts get your hands on them. That's it. It's pretty simple stuff. But, they have their rallies in Austin, Texas. They literally wave around the pedophile flag. So they don't even hide it, folks. It's all about deviancy. It's all about deception. It's all about ruining what is normal, ruining the world. So again, the crew's still debating: is it the same guy? Is it not? It's because here's the thing: I've been going to these things for long enough. It's always the same people, man. There's like a group of 200, 300 of these damn demon perverts in this city, and they all go to the same crap. Trans kids, pro-trans kids. There is no such thing. And I'm riding down Congress Avenue here. It's one of the main drags to get into downtown. And you cross the river. A lot of street traffic, south by southwest going on. And I'm riding down Congress, and I'm on the PA on the truck, and I'm saying, there's a pro-trans kids rally. And people are like, trans kids? Trans kids? What are trans kids? It's like, yeah, that's what the left is doing here. You think I want to go out in public and be the guy on a public address system saying that the Democrat left in America is pro-trans kids? You think that's fun? Okay, I'll be honest. There's a little bit of fun to it. But no, like you're looked at like you're the freak. It's like, hey, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be the freak here. There's a group of people 10 blocks down the road that want to chop children's genitals up. Yeah, that's going on 10 blocks from where you're at right now. Now, I'm not going to belabor this, the entire transmission, because we've got other big news going on that I'm going to cover with specifically all of the updates out of Ukraine. And then I have a guest coming up in studio as well to talk about the gas situation that the Biden administration is lying about. But, see, I don't go to this event, and there's all these trans individuals out there and cross-dressers and drag queens and all this stuff. I don't go to this event because I have a problem with them. If you're an adult, you're of consenting age, you want to do whatever you want with your body, it's none of my business, quite frankly. That is, until you show up at a restaurant as a man dressed as a woman in a thong with your ass out while people are trying to eat breakfast, then there's something wrong there. But you know what I did? I took my food and left. Because I'm not going to eat in a restaurant with It the Clown's bare ass in my face while I'm trying to eat breakfast. Oh, but that's what you got to do when South by Southwest is in town. See, it's the freak show. It's the freak brigade. So I'm not going to belabor these points, but let me just tell you. The crew did a great job out there today. Security did a great job out there today. My driver did a great job out there today. And I'm glad I'm still able to do these events and go cover these events when I can with all the restrictions placed on me. And we're going to continue to cover these events when we can, thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Because let me tell you, you know, they make a joke of it when I go out there. They're like, Schroyer needs security. No, that's not it. But you know what? Yeah, I don't want to be put in a situation where I have to get into a fist fight with a group of gremlins. And then I have to walk out of there on my own feet, bloodied, because you people are trying to assault me. And Alex Jones cares about me enough to make sure I don't get into that situation. So, yeah, we send security out there. That's called smart. But that's what I'm saying. Just to go out and cover these events, to have the driver of the truck, to have the security, to have the camera crew, it's not cheap. And I try to do it as cheaply and easily as I possibly can. But that's just the case. But because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com, folks, we will never relent. We will never back down. We will continue our attempts to expand in the face of this madness. We will continue to confront these deviants face to face when it calls for it. And we will continue to be right here on the air covering the news like nobody else will. And it's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, I'm so glad now. It seems that every day when I go to band.video, there's new channels popping up. And you can scroll down the channels. It's like if you have a, you know, satellite TV or something, and you just scroll through all the hundreds or thousands of channels. That's what it's like on band.video now with all the other contributors and channels that we have there, because they're getting banned everywhere else. So they get banned. We say, hey, you got a big audience. You got good content. You come on to band.video. We don't charge them for that. We pay the millions of dollars every month for the bandwidth, for the archives and the live streams, gladly. But that's what you're paying for when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and we've got the best supplements. They keep me energized, folks. I'll tell you that. Woo! Woo! You get yourself some Super Male Vitality. You get yourself some Brain Force Ultra. You get yourself some Turbo Force, and woo! You take off, baby! And see, that's what they hate, because they know I have real energy, human energy, God energy that I get from the Creator, and they know it. See, they get demon energy from underneath. Probably, like, crawls up their ass or something. That's why they're into diddling the little kids' genitals. And they fear me because I come with a team of men and women that have energy from God, the Creator, and they can see it and they can feel it. And all I have to do is come within 50 yards of these creeps and they all storm upon me because they know I've got the real energy. Folks, that's the same. Look at that. So I'm going to move on from this, but folks, again, if you like our coverage, if you like me going to these events, if you like band.video, get a great supplement from InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra on sale 40% off. Winter Sun Plus, that's the elite vitamin D supplement, 50% off as long as it's in stock. And everything else at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body. your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have, or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The blue checks are out protecting their sexual deviants today. The blue checks on Twitter, they're upset because I was at the pro-pedophile rally. That's how I see it. I mean, you wanna rally to talk about genital mutilation of children? Yeah, that's pedophilia to me. I don't know where you come from, but... Some folks from InfoWars, this is Lauren McGaughey, some folks from InfoWars have showed up here at the rally for transgender youth. I mean, right there alone, you promoting transgender youth, you should realize that you're the bad guy here. There's been some pushing and scuffles. Yeah, every time I show up, they push and scuffle and try to fight me and stab me and spit on me. It's who they are. State troopers telling people to calm down and create space. I mean, folks, we literally have them throwing punches at me. and they act like they're the peaceful, loving, tolerant people. All they do is flick me off, assault me, scream at me, insult me. But yes, you guys, it's like they don't even realize you're giving me the exact type of content I want to get. You can't even help yourself. It's like, yeah, I show up to show the world how psychotic and deviant you are. That's why I go to this stuff. And then you just deliver after deliver. I mean, you are like Carl Malone, the mailman. You just keep delivering. You just cannot help yourselves, can you? But see, you should realize they're out here in gay banana outfits. Literally, it's gay bananas. You should realize when you're promoting genital mutilation of children that you're the bad guy. Not the guy that wants you to keep your hands off of children. You that want to mutilate children's genitals, you're the problem here. You're the bad guy. I mean, just look at how these people look. And that's what I'm saying is the crew's like, you know, you should talk about what's actually wrong with these people. There's something wrong with their biochemistry. Why do they all look like that? Why do they all look like sweaty, obese perverts? Why do they all look demonic? Why do they all have this dark energy? Why do they all look and sound and smell the same? There's something there. So I don't know if this individual that licked my microphone and tried to lick me 2 years ago at the Capitol, this deranged leftist, I don't know if it's the same person I saw today. It looks the same. But they just all look and smell and sound the same. It's a brainwashed cult. It's Satan's army. Oh, God. I mean, folks, I'm going up against Satan's pedophile army, man. Oh, my gosh. And what do you think? Again, it's the same people. They'll do a defund the police rally, and then they beg the police to come stop me from attending their event. What do you think all the international media that was in town for South by Southwest that happened to pop by your event, what do you think they thought of you? You just showed the world what a bunch of freak shows you are. And you think waving a pedophile flag is a good look? You think chanting to chop children's genitals up is a good look? You're gone, man. You're not with us anymore. You're with Satan. You're somewhere else. And you know what? Maybe I can't help you, but I'd like to help the children that you want to get your dirty little paws on. And you just see it in their eyes, man. And you just see it when you look into their eyes and they look back at you. It's a deep something else. It's not a human to human experience, man. It's a demonic possession, evil, domineering, knowing what you're out there doing, knowing you want to protect kids, knowing that you have God by your side. So we're going to get you. We're going to get those kids too. Yeah. And you think me showing up to these events, fighting against the leftist agenda of pro-pedophilia, you think that's going to help me in the persecution that I'm dealing with? Or do you think they're going to come after me even harder? But guess what? You're not going to get your hands on the kids, you demons. You're not going to chop up little boys and girls' genitals, you freaks. Not in Texas, damn it. You want to do that crap? You go out to California. You went to the rest of you communist freaks. You try to chop up little boys and girls' genitals in the state of Texas, we're coming for you. That is child abuse, and we're coming for you. You're not going to abuse children in Texas. And you're not going to go out to the governor's mansion and brag about it. And I hope Governor Abbott witnessed that today. And I hope he gets even more hardcore going up against these deviants. I hope Ken Paxton gets even more hardcore going up against these deviants. I mean, look, if you had to get a babysitter for your kids, And let's say you just lined up a bunch of people. Do you think you'd hire these freak shows for 1 second? Or do you think you'd say, I have a feeling these people are going to abuse my children or touch my children inappropriately. They're not getting anywhere near my kids. You wouldn't hire a single one of these freaks to be anywhere near your kids. But see, that's why they want to be teachers. And that's why they want to run daycare facilities. Because they know nobody would willingly allow them access to children. Nobody would voluntarily give these freak shows access to their children. So they disguise themselves as teachers and drag queen story times and daycare providers. And then they get those kids in the classroom and they teach them how to have anal sex and give blowjobs and wave the gay flag and turn them into trannies so that they can sexually be abused. Yeah, we know what you're onto. We know what you're doing. And thank God for Ken Paxton for standing up to it. Thank God for Governor Abbott for standing up to it. I mean, my God, if Governor Abbott can't do anything else but at least protect the kids from these demons, then good for him. Good for him. What do you think's going to happen if Beto O'Rourke gets into Texas? You're going to watch the whole school system go pro-tranny. No! All right, so look, I've got to move on from all of this. And so all I'm going to say is the full HD footage is going up to band.video. It'll be up probably by the end of the night. Oh, my gosh. And then we're going to have a little bit of a highlight type of reel thing, too, probably by tomorrow. And then if you want to see all of my footage that was just a live stream on Getter, you can just go to my Getter account at All I Do Is Owen, and you don't even need an account to go watch it. You just go scroll down. You'll see the video. It's a picture of me in the InfoWars truck, and it's about an hour and a half live stream, and it's us going up and down the streets in the truck and then me getting out and confronting these wicked ones. Can you imagine that? Pro-trans kids. I mean, what is that? That's why I ask, what is a trans kid? And they can't answer because there's no such thing. There is no such thing as a trans kid until these freaks get their hands on them. That's what it is. Oh, but see, the Department of Homeland Security has new rules on extremism. And now if you question elections, you're considered a terrorist. Unless, of course, you're a Democrat. Then it's okay. If you're Hillary or Stacey Abrams, you can question elections forever and you won't be a terrorist. It's only a Christian or a conservative or a Trump supporter or a Republican. You're not allowed to question elections. So all this stuff that you see being introduced is all just political persecution. It's all just creating a system where if you're a liberal Democrat, you can get away with murder, literally now. Whether you're Officer Mike Byrd that killed Ashley Babbitt, or the officer that beat Roseanne Boylan to death, or the individual in Denver, Colorado that shot a Trump supporter, murdered him in the streets. The Denver DA just dropped the case. Just dropped the case. Just kill the person cold blood. Just drop the case. But if you're a conservative, if you're a Trump supporter, if you're a Christian, if you're a Republican, you have no rights. You're a terrorist. You're going to be arrested. You better sit down. You better shut up. And you better give your kids over to the liberal, left, pedophile establishment because they're going to turn them into trans. And if you don't like that, you're a terrorist and we're going to lock you up forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Two of our best-selling products are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And they will sell out in the next 3-4 months before I get more of the product in if I sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence about getting one or Sun or getting X3 to try the products and see how amazing they are. And I believe you will then get hooked on them like myself, my family, and the crew are. So again, both these products are back in stock. Both X3 and Winter Sun, they are 50% off for a limited time because they're going to sell out at this price, I would estimate, in less than a month.
show. This is your chance to get X3 and experience the good halogens versus the bad halogens. This is your chance to have the highest quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K for your immune system as well. They're amazing, and they're at InfoWarsStore.com. And the reason it's the 360 win is it funds the operation. I need funds to run the operation. You need to be healthy. We need to stay on air. It's a match made in heaven.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Everybody knows Joe Biden is an unmitigated embarrassment and failure as a president, including those that were so anti-Trump and promotional of Biden leading up to the 2020 election, like the not funny host of The Daily Show, Trevor Noah. Here he is just being honest about the situation right now with Biden in clip one.
There is no denying that Saudi Arabia isn't playing ball with Joe Biden. And you know what? You can say what you want, but this would have never happened to Donald Trump. Never. No one was ever ignoring Donald Trump's calls. Yeah, because if you ignored Donald Trump's calls, you didn't know how he would respond. Maybe he'd send an angry tweet, or maybe he'd just, like, ban your country from everything. You don't know. That's why I bet in these situations, Biden actually wishes that he could hire Trump to step in as president wildcard, you know, just keep everyone on their toes. Because if Trump was calling, you best believe the UAE, they'll be racing to pick up the phone. Oh, Mr. Trump, we're here. We're here. Hello?
Too late, Ahmed. You made me wait two rings. We're bombing the UAE and the UFC just in case.
Is this the reckoning of the left? Now, I could see that, you know, the Trump derangement syndrome in some people is starting to wane. Maybe Trevor Noah is an example. and there's members that are of the Democrat left, liberal, progressive left in America that just aren't fully psychotic, that see where the party's going and want nothing to do with it, kind of like a Bill Maher and a Tulsi Gabbard. But what is this reckoning going to look like? Because really, it's the media that's to blame. Of course, Biden's a liar and a fraud. That's not going to change. But who sold Joe Biden? Who covered for Joe Biden? Who lied about the emails? Who lied about Joe Biden? I mean, who told you he was in good health? Who told you he was fit? So really, the reckoning needs to be with the media that brainwashed them into believing all this crap. I mean, you, of course, you could blame the Democrat Party. It's their media. It's their talking points. But is this, I mean, what's the reckoning going to look like? Because there's going to be some kind of a reckoning. You're already seeing it. And here's some of the headlines with it. These graphs prove Joe Biden lying through his teeth about Russia causing high inflation and gas prices. And again, I mean, you look at any of the graphs, as it was pointed out by John Carl on ABC News this weekend. He's no conservative. If you look at the numbers, inflation really started to rise almost exactly when Biden came into the White House. So again, whether it's, I mean, there's all these things that they try to deny, like, oh, the vaccines, the COVID vaccines are killing people. And you go look at the VAERS charts, as soon as the COVID vaccine was introduced, the vaccine death number goes sky high. Well, that's not a coincidence. We know what that is. Same with inflation. Same with illegal immigration, same with all this other crap with Joe Biden, you can't deny the graphs. No matter how much the media tries to cover up for Joe Biden, no matter how much the brainwashed left tries to deny what's going on, it's so obvious to thinking people and people that just aren't total liars, yeah, Biden did all of this. It's kind of like when Trump got into office and the stock market, they called it the Trump Mountain. It's like, yeah, that was Trump did that. I mean, you couldn't say Trump did that exclusively, but Trump getting into office started the movements that led to that. So it's just all the evidence that Biden is causing all these issues, and they just act like it's Putin's fault. Scott Jennings on CNN roasts White House lackey for relying on Venezuela and Iran for gas. Oh, yeah. Oh, the Iranians that chant death to America, the Venezuelans that are starving their own people, and that's who we're going to for gas now because we won't produce our own, and that's good. Iranian gas, good. Venezuelan gas, good. Russian gas, bad. Putin, bad. Larry Summers is second Obama economic advisor to blame Biden for inflation. So that's why you see... not Joe Biden, because he can't hack it. It's Jen Psaki. It's Democrats and media and State Department officials. Biden's not to blame. It's not Biden's fault. It's Putin's fault. It's Russia's fault. Oh, it's your fault. No, it's Biden's economic policy. It's Biden's foreign policy. It's Biden's domestic policy. That's what's doing all of this. And it's just... the left just denies their own hand in front of their own face. But see, Biden can't even do weekend interviews, and so they send Psaki around to do Biden's job during the weekend while he's getting medical treatments in Delaware. And she just goes on TV saying, oh, the inflation. But here's the story. Remember, it was inflation doesn't exist. There's no inflation under Biden. Then it was, oh, the inflation is transitory. Then it's, oh, the inflation is a good thing because it hurts the rich. It's the exact opposite of the truth. And then, oh, inflation is Putin's fault. They just keep lying, keep moving the goalposts because it's so obvious that this administration has been an absolute disaster. And even liberals and Democrats are realizing it now. Trevor Noah blasts Biden over world leaders ignoring him. Would have never happened to Donald Trump. You just heard the clip. Bill Maher defends Florida education bill. Maybe kids that young shouldn't be thinking about sex at all. Wow. That's called common sense. That's called common sense. And you know what's an extension of that common sense? An extension is if you want to mutilate children's genitals, or you want to put them on life-altering drugs, that's child abuse. So, see, that's what they do is they play these games when the modern liberal progressives, they play these games when they can't have access to the kids and they can't pervert the kids like they want. So in Florida, they say, oh, it's a don't say gay bill. It's not in the bill anywhere. It's a parental rights bill. So it's just a total lie so that they can awaken the leftist radical mafia. And then they get on and they start stewing and they start steaming and hemming and hawing and the don't say gay bill. And then you have all the Democrats in Congress doing videos where they say, I say gay, 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 all over a narrative that's fake. There is no don't say gay bill. It's the same thing in Austin, in Texas. Governor Abbott, Ken Paxton, if you genitally mutilate a child or you give them life-altering drugs before the age of consent, that's child abuse. And then they say, we're going to protect trans children. No, you're the ones doing the harm. And now you have, I mean, what kind of a judge, it's happened now in Texas, a judge is stopping the investigation into parents that are sexually abusing their children. I mean, how is this even the real world? How insane is the current reality? I mean, it's like, where do you begin? Where do you end? Democrats getting away with murder, Democrats getting away with rioting for an entire year, and then you step on the wrong piece of concrete in Washington, D.C., and your entire life is ruined. They go out, they have events bragging about how they want to sexually mutilate children. I mean, it's all perverted stuff, folks. It's all pedophilia is what it is. But see, there's going to be a reckoning. There's going to be a reckoning. People are going to realize what the left has become, and there's going to be a reckoning. Nobody wants to be a part of this pedophilia. Nobody wants to be a part of crashing the economy. Nobody wants to be a part of just all the devastation culturally, politically, economically that the American left represents. The problem is the people aren't seeing the full story. They're not getting the full story. But the more and more psychotic and insane and perverted and demented that the modern day left gets, the more people are going to sit back and say, you know what? This is not the Democrat Party I thought it was. This is not the liberal progressive movement I thought it was. I'm out. I'm not being involved in this. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, this is an embarrassment. I was lied to about them. Sexually mutilating and abusing children? No, I'm not. I don't want to do that. No, thank you. Starting World War III with Russia? I'm good. I don't think we want to be a part of that either. So there is a reckoning happening, folks. And even though it's a bit disturbing that they can still get so many people to believe their lies and propaganda, it's only a matter of time. And that's why you're seeing it now from liberals in the media saying, geez, Biden's a disaster. And all the lies the administration is trying to prop him up with, we're not buying it, and it's not helping. And you send Kamala Harris to Europe for diplomacy? Yikes.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.